Radio.com.au.
I have a very special guest joining me, the psychic in stilettos, Miss Psychette herself. Now, Rebecca Demon, when I Googled you, I found leading expert in psychic emotional work among a multitude of interviews, readings, articles and more. And I just discovered you updated your profile picture on Facebook, so clearly you've got time to talk to me today.
I've been Google stalked. Have you got your stilettos on, Brendan?
No, I don't.
You've got to have them on for this, because I'm not doing it if we're not all wearing them.
Right. Have you got yours on?
No.
Now, we've done a little bit of work together before on the radio on Star FM, and I thought I'd get you back on because it was very insightful when we spoke the last couple of times, and I thought I'd use your abilities to look at 2015.
I like it when guys get into psychic stuff. Normally it's all the chicks going, tell me about my angels, and you don't usually hear from the men. But
I find it interesting. I find it all very interesting.
All right, so we're wanting to look at the energies of the next 12 months, right?
Mm, yep.
And, of course, we're about to have Chinese New Year, which is a bit exciting because it's. I find this quite funny. It's the Year of the Green Sheep, which for those of you that have children will know that's the most popular children's book ever.
Right, yep.
So we're going into the... So, you know, the Chinese have their own take on the energies of this year. The numerologists have their take on what's going on this year. There's other, like, shaman websites. I follow shaman, depending on, you know, tomato, tomato, potato, potato, websites that talk about the themes for the year. And then the astrologers also have their take on it. So the upshot of what I've been reading on the cosmic web,
yep,
and a combination of the conversations I've had with spiritual friends and my own gut feeling, is that 2015 is definitely going to be a lighter year. And I can feel everyone breathing a great sigh of relief about that. Mm-hmm. Because the fact is, you know, well, back in 2012, everyone was like, we're all going to die. There's this Mayan calendar which says we're all going to die, you know. And then that didn't happen, and it was almost an anticlimax. And then what did happen was 2013 was actually, for most people, worse than 2012 was supposed to be. So 2013, and if everyone thinks back, a lot of people will be nodding going, oh, yeah. It was like earth mud. That was the year of a lot of heavy lessons, a lot of emotional stuff, life crises, big shit hitting the fan, stuff coming up, forcing people to look at their patterns, their behaviours, their thoughts, their lives, take responsibility for their emotions. And so the people that really fronted up to it made the most progress. And for those people, 2014 was just a continuation of still tying up those loose ends.
It's funny you say that, because I look at 2013 and 2014 as years that I struggled the most in life. I, you know, come to realizations, I accepted things, and I kind of started 2015 with the vibe of myself is that I am going to make some decisions this year that I feel other people may look at as selfless.
Yeah.
I feel that this year people may look at some decisions I make and go, I don't know what that's about. But I feel like this year I have to treat myself as a year for me.
That's fantastic. And that's... Look, it is an extension, though, of what's been happening, but it's lighter and it's a bit more progressive, isn't it? Because the fact is, 2013 and 2014, like I said, were very, very heavy in the intensity of the bombardment of a lot of the lessons and learning curves people were getting. And like I said before, if you were open to it, you could kind of sail with it. If you were close to it, you were going to hit some massive brick walls and really break down or burn out, okay? So for those who've been open and are doing the work, as we say, we've washed up on the shore of 2015. Now, Brendan, Scorpio has been, or Saturn has been in Scorpio for 2 years, or for quite a long time. And it's the planet, Saturn's all about lessons, right? Heavy emotional lessons. And Scorpio, it's all the deep, dark, subterranean, deeper mysteries and the dark emotional sort of intense stuff, right? Mm. So that kind of explains why 2013 and 2014 was so full on. But all that's shifted now, because this too shall pass. Everything always changes. Rhythm, cycles, patterns. Planets move, times changes, people move, and we upgrade. And now the planets have shifted around so that it's a much lighter, quicker, faster energy going on in 2015. And that's awesome to harness if you're feeling like, okay, I've done the work, I've reflected, I've gone deep, you know, I cried the tears, I broke up with the friendships or the marriages, or I did what it was needed to do, and now I'm just ready to actually put it into practice.
Right.
So 2015, yes, build empires, launch blogs, Brendan, launch blogs, record podcasts as much as you like.
Yes.
You know, go out, meet with the people, you know, reach out, create ripple effects, change, make the waves, put things into progress. And, you know, again, the astrology right now is incredibly supportive of this because we've got all these big planets zinging around in squares and conjunctions and zap zones and things happening. And it's just a time to sort of say, stop sitting on your heels.
Right.
And really, really go forth. So that's kind of a collectively, sort of as, you know, everybody as a movement. And if we go individually, I've got sort of a spirit guide who's come in for this just to sort of, I guess, to channel through me or for me to pass his messages on. It's a message for everyone to be able to distill down and apply to their own lives. And he's really talking, the energies I'm getting from him are slow and steady wins the race. So he's saying, just because you might be feeling shifts or like it's a whole new playing field, well, let's just jump out and go. He's saying, don't do it so crazily or like make up for all the slowness that we've had for so long. Don't go crazy and try and jump off the cliff all at once or, you know, bungee jump off into the clouds all at once. He's still saying, bring in all that you've learned. Keep checking in to your own intuition each step of the way. You don't have to build the whole empire by Tuesday. Like he wants people to absolutely feel the buzz and the excitement, the creativity, the entrepreneurship, the you know, whatever's driving them, the passion. But he's saying, just do it like it's like the oxen, like the analogy of the bull, kind of that slow and steady, one foot in front of the other. Just keep pushing through at a really measured pace. And he's saying, if you combine those two energies in 2015, you'll be very successful. If you do that whole fly by the seat of your pants, flash in a pan too quick without being thought through, without checking deep inside yourself sort of stuff, that's where you're going to fall off the rails because it's too almost flaky or lightweight to have the deeper foundation stone to support it.
Right. Okay? Now, listening to all of this, and this may seem like the world's dumbest questions, and you and I have worked together long enough to know I do ask some pretty dumb questions. 2013, 2014, for me, felt like they just went really slow. But this year, it's just time is moving fast.
Well, it happens, doesn't it? It's a bit like when you're in maths class and you know how the clock wouldn't move in maths class?
Yep.
And then when you were playing on Xbox and your mum said, put that away, it's bedtime, you'd be like, but I was... You know, I have this conversation with my son all the time. He thinks he's only been on it for 5 minutes. I'm like, you've been on it for 50 minutes. But to him, it feels like nothing. And that's the coolness of time, energy, quantum space, consciousness, which, as we know, Brendan, because Einstein and stuff, time doesn't exist. There's no such thing as time. If I put this to you, just to go on a cool, interesting tangent,
okay.
Where in nature does a second exist? Where did we get the idea of a second from?
I've got no idea.
It doesn't exist.
I went and watched the movie Interstellar and I was so confused. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
Yeah, what was the point of that movie? Nobody knows. But it's like, okay, we can understand that we've got 24-hour cycles. We can understand lunar rhythms, tidal rhythms, you know, circadian rhythms. We can understand 365 days. We can understand seasons. We can even understand perhaps the hours that divide all that up. But where does a second cover? A second is the most fabricated man-made concept ever. And as long as we stay chained to clocks and watches and clock in and clock out and factory times, we're always kind of going to be slaves in a way because... So you're saying time sped up this year. Well, maybe, Brendan, it's because you're actually coming into your joy and flowing in the same direction as yourself and really following your truth and purpose in a way that you haven't up till now because you're a little bit more evolved and integrated now. So it's you know what I mean? It's actually really pleasurable.
Look at me go.
Look at you go.
Pat on the back. I like the sounds of that.
B-R-E-N-D-O.
Brendo.com.au.